Hey guys, it has been a while since I read out some articles, so that's exactly what I'm going to do for you today. The podcast, as you might have noticed, is sporadic to say the least. This is purely because it takes an awful lot of time on my part, about a full day, to put one episode together when you factor everything in. And right now, unfortunately, that's just time I can't justify. I wish I could, but I have to focus on what pays the bills first. In other news, I'm excited to let you know the Free Your Mind from Anxiety program has had a major makeover. It now contains more content and structure, and it's no longer tiered. It's a monthly plan to make it more accessible for everybody right now. To celebrate the relaunch, you get everything for just $14.99 per month. So if you are anxious or stressed or overwhelmed, and you're looking for support, guidance, and lessons, and of course accountability, I highly encourage you to check it out. It could very well change your life. And if you have reservations, just ask yourself, what if just one thing I learned, one strategy, one tool, gives me a new perspective and changes everything for my future? All it will cost you is the price of 3 cups of coffee to find out. To find out more, you can simply go to nickycullen.com/anxiety-program, or it will be linked in the show notes. And with that, I'm going to shut up and sing or read you one of my lullabies. Life after quitting Instagram, weighing up the pros and the cons. March 3rd, 2020. On February 22nd, 2018, Kylie Jenner tweeted, "So, does anybody else not open Snapchat anymore? Or is it just me? This is so sad." A force to be reckoned with, that tweet hit Snapchat like a sledgehammer to the nuts, wiping 1.3 billion off the company's value. On the 28th of Jan 2020, another major influencer was out for blood. With Instagram in his scope, he shared an instant... That fucking date is wrong. That would have been the 28th of December 2019. I'm going to have to correct that, but this is how it goes. With Instagram in his scope, he shared an intimate post informing his 4,030 loyal fans that he would be permanently deleting his profile in the new year. As it turns out, nobody gave a fuck. Not even his mother. And that cuts deep because he is I. So with a heavy heart, on January 1st, 2020, I whipped out my laptop and wiped my entire Instagram account. Every picture and every follower gone for good. What was I thinking? Mainly with just the thought of deleting Instagram alone would give most of you a stroke. You might even be asking yourself why I didn't just freeze it. It's because Instagram is a force. And the reality is, I don't trust myself. I've been the boy who cried wolf too many times, and I've witnessed many serenade the world with the news they would be deleting Instagram, only to return a few days later. Screw that. I've done a cleanse before, now came time for full execution. When you mention to people you're considering deleting Instagram, they look at you funny. They think you're batshit. They might even get offended and act all weird. And they'll definitely list off the reasons why this, in fact, is a terrible idea, especially because of the work that I do. Many would sooner get a divorce than they would get rid of their Instagram. I'm convinced of it. Anyway, for right or wrong, and after years of therapy, I decided it was time to cleanse my soul of the disease that is Instagram. Now calm down. My objective is not to get you to delete yours. Although, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't feel a massive sense of pride if you did. Here are just a few of the reasons why I decided to pull the trigger. I wasted way too much time on it. Less than 10 people laughed when I shared the news via Instagram. The barista serving me in Prague Airport was a truly vulnerable moment for me. Speaking of vulnerability, everybody else's commoditized version was beginning to make me want to puke, while simultaneously turning me into a very judgmental person. And that's no way to live. My bad, but no way to live. When it came to sharing my writing, I'd be faced with the headache of imagery and a tight word count. And while I'm incredibly photogenic, not really, I couldn't think of anything worse than having to take pictures of myself every time I had something to say. Accountability. I agree with Gary Vee when he says, where is the accountability? So I decided it was high time I held myself accountable. I struggled to see in any way how it added value to my life. And the mindless scrolling gave me headaches or just made me feel kind of shit about all I didn't have. I could go on. Basically, for me, the negatives far outweighed the positives. Of course, I had a few concerns. Knowing my departure would leave 4,030 people devastated was a decision I didn't take lightly. But as they say, if you don't take care of yourself, there's fuck all else you can do. In addition, there are several friends I care deeply about that I was essentially saying goodbye to. But then again, if our relationship can't withstand this, then is it really a relationship in the first place? And it's not like I can't reach out to them elsewhere. I just won't know what they have for breakfast on the day that I do. So, with as little bias as I can muster up after 2 months, here is a list of the pros and cons I've experienced in my now seemingly empty and meaningless life. The pros. I'm more interested in people. When I meet friends, I legitimately have no clue what they've been up to, and I'm genuinely interested to find out. Before, Instagram would act as a guide for the conversation. Now there's more novelty because I have no idea what's going on in their life. They've no idea what's going on in mine, and it just makes for a better conversation. My trips to the toilet are far more efficient. Now, you probably don't need me or want me to elaborate on this one, although I will say this, I think my posture has improved as a result. Increased productivity. Your phone is the ultimate enabler of procrastination, and Instagram is the deadliest app of them all. When you remove the distraction, you'd be surprised just by how much more you can and will accomplish in all aspects of life. Greater mental clarity. Because I'm no longer consumed by everybody else's reality show, I feel more focused and on track to achieve my goals while improving my own reality. I also don't have to deal with the burden of having to decide whether I should post or not. And if so, what should I post? That feels fantastic. It's not that I don't have any stress in my life, I do. But I used to get bogged down and overly stressed with this crazy sensory overload preventing or delaying me from accomplishing that which was important to me. Also, when the distractions are gone, much of the stress dissipates, making your mind a much nicer place to hang out. Increased creativity. With greater mental clarity comes greater levels of creativity. I get for some people, Instagram is a way to let their creativity out, but I also think it acts like a crux for creativity because there's way too much concern on vanity, likes, and approval. And that's not art, that's bullshit. I do tip my hat to those who aggressively pursue their art on the platform with integrity no matter what. Personally, I found my creativity and flow all improved, leading to greater focus and me doing better work for my clients. And while I probably should care more about a personal brand, nothing more makes me want to puke when I hear people speaking about theirs as if they're some fucking immortal. Did I say I was less judgmental? I have way more time on my hands. It's crazy how much time you get back. I wasn't even a heavy user. Isn't it funny how we all complain about time and yet we waste so much of ours mindlessly scrolling these apps designed to make junkies of us all? I'm happier. Without the distraction, my focus is primarily on the things that matter. And while sometimes I would rather not have to deal with that which matters, you know, real life, the net result is a happier life because you deal with your problems instead of avoiding them. I'm less judgmental. There's so much nasty shit you get exposed on that app. And I'm a sucker for it all, especially the comments section, just reading them, because they entertain me. But they also piss me off and ensure I judge others harshly without even knowing what they might have had to endure in their life. And as far as I'm concerned, the less time you spend judging people, the happier you'll be. I'm way more present. You've pretty much no choice in the matter. Removed is all internal dialogue of, is this an Instagram-worthy opportunity? You don't have to stress or think about anything associated with the app. And I'm also far more present to just how crazy addicted some people are. It's quite unfortunate, however, very freeing to be removed from it. Now, okay, there were a few cons. I thought I might lose some readers, and I did. I'm also sure I lost some clients and probably some friends, but when I weigh up the pros and cons, I can easily redistribute that energy and find clients elsewhere. And I have enough friends. I no longer have access to several hilarious accounts such as Cook Slams and Kids Getting Hurt. There are a few specific brands I miss following. There are a few specific friends I miss following. There are a few specific public figures I miss following. Sometimes I miss the endless pit of exploration. And that's it. Far more pros than cons. And for now, I'm happier without it. Way happier. Will I create a new account one day? Maybe. But I will have far stricter guidelines. It will be either strictly business or strictly pleasure. Or maybe I'll just make one for my dog. And if you were reading this article, you'd see a really cool picture of me with my dog. She's a legend. Pepper. I would also point out that a few friends who depend on Instagram for a living reached out to say they were slightly jealous and they would love if they were in a position that they could get rid of theirs. These are big personal brands, like legitimate influencers. So if that's what you're shooting for and you think it will be your saving grace, you might want to think again. Although they could be just taking the piss out of me and loving it. Who knows? I'm only sharing my experience. Make of it what you will. If you use Instagram and you love it and it enriches your life, good for you. But I don't give a shit who you are or what you say. Accountability or not, Instagram is fucking a lot of people up and it's designed to do so. If you're one of them, you don't owe it to anyone to remain there. All I'd suggest is you weigh up the pros and cons and ask yourself if it has a net positive or net negative impact on your life. And if it's the latter, then what have you got to lose by doing something about it? Again, thank you very much for listening. I am signing off. Good night and God bless.